I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, darlings. Welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. Happy Monday. Fresh week, fresh vibes. I hope you had a beautiful weekend. Slaying every day in the sun. It's been absolutely magic, and I am loving this spring energy and how close we are to summer, how close we are to, you know, our break, the reset season. It's upon us. It's really going to come in hot. And I even have a couple of work trips planned in the next couple of weeks, which is very exciting. I feel like I've left them quite late in the year to be like going on these last, you know, mini trips, but that's what this time of year is about. I feel like it's starting to have a bit of fun, you know, do the things that make you feel good, especially as we get into that last part of the year where it's just like, oh my God, get me to Christmas. I'm ready to relax. So making the last few weeks of the year just feel fun, feel easy, enjoying the weather. And for me, like being able to plan these work trips is so exciting. It makes me feel so lucky for what I get to do. So I'm very excited. And I'm heading away this week to Mallacoota, which is like about 2 hours, a bit longer from where I live, down on the coast to meet with clients down there. But also just like get to, you know, experience this beautiful little coastal town. And then next week I'm heading to Perth, and I am that bloody excited to be heading back over to Perth. It's been 5 years since I've been there, and it's one of my favorite places. So, you know, I'm excited. It could be opening up a big door of possibilities and opportunities. So I am very much looking forward to my trip to Perth. So basically, this whole topic of today's episode is how to switch off from work, and especially planning trips that A, are work related, but also a bit of, you know, business and pleasure. You want to make sure that you're doing things that are going to help you switch off from work and not just feel like you're, you know, carrying your laptop and your brain around with you all day long when you're trying to actually have some downtime. And then of course, as we're coming into the end of the year, that Christmas season, taking a break over summer, it's really like hard to not feel guilty. And then even just like your day to day, coming home from work and being able to not bring work home, being able to switch off, being able to sleep properly, being able to get ready for the day without being anxious and thinking about the day ahead. There's so much that goes into this whole concept of being able to switch on and off into work mode. And for as long as I can remember, I've really struggled to balance business, work, life. So from when I went to I started my first full-time job, obviously when you're young, you start your full-time job, you feel like you owe them every minute and second, and part of your energy is owed and dedicated to that job and to that employer, and you don't want to do anything wrong. And so you go above and beyond to get your shit done and to do the most. And I remember my first job, like I was doing a lot of the marketing as well as my actual role. So whilst I wouldn't really bring home other work to do, I would probably do a lot of emails on the weekends, which again, like I shouldn't have even been looking at them, but I would feel guilty for not, I don't know. And it was like, obviously your clients respond on the weekend because that's their free time to sort of like get back to you, but doesn't mean you have to respond to them. And then of course, like I said, I was doing a lot of the marketing. So a lot of the time you're posting on socials late at night or on the weekends. And of course, like, yeah, we were using scheduling programs and pre-planning our posts and all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that you're not feeling not inspired. Like you're constantly scrolling, you're looking for like trends, you're looking for audios, you're editing reels, like you're coming up with captions. Like this can all come sometimes late at night or on the weekend. Like it doesn't always happen and you don't always have time to think of these things when you're at work doing your main job. So I spend a lot of time doing that outside of work hours, and I just would even be in the shower thinking about things. Like it was just so much, it consumed so much of me and it made me really burnt out in that job. And I probably had way too much on my plate to start with, and I tried to make that really clear a lot of the time. And I think that's my biggest tip for anybody, is if you ever feel overwhelmed in work, whether that's, you know, if you're an employee and you're at your own job, or you own a business, or even like workload at home, is to A, ask for help, or B, tell the person who's putting that pressure and that workload on you that you are overloaded and that you need to either have things taken off your plate, or you need to ask them what's the priority, what needs to come first, what's not so urgent right now, and is there anyone that we can delegate other tasks to? Like I'm going to burn out. I'm not going to be able to get this done at my full capacity because there's just too much expected of me right now, and this is just too much for one person. And I remember feeling like this all the time, and I was trying and I struggled to voice that and articulate that, and I felt like there was no one else that could do the job. I just had to do it all, which was like, I guess you can do it all, but it's, are you doing it at your full capacity to 100% to the way that you want it to be done? Like when you're proud of like the things that you're doing, then you don't want to do it half-assed. And I even hear a lot of my like best friends who, you know, start new jobs and they get all this load put onto them and they get overwhelmed and they get stressed and they, you know, don't want to say anything because they obviously new in the job and they feel like they need to get it all done. There's all this excitement because you're like starting this new thing and you're learning a lot of new things. And sometimes you've got to realize, like, is it just that it's new and that I'm still learning, or is it actually a crazy amount of work on my plate? But I think communication is key, and talking about that from the beginning, like that you want to be able to do your job at optimum, and that sometimes means one thing isn't going to be a priority. So it's just realizing what thing has to be sort of pushed to the side, because I know there's probably jobs in our job role that we want to do because they're more fun and more easy, but perhaps they're probably not the priority. So working that out from the beginning and being able to communicate that to other people as well, family members, friends, if they can help you, like, you know, you might have a little side hustle and you're making products and you're selling products and you might just be really struggling to pack your orders and send them off. Phone a friend. Honestly, people who don't run businesses love the idea of helping a friend or a family member with theirs. And just, I don't think anyone wants to see you struggle and be burnt out or miss out on things because you're too busy with juggling everything. So they would much rather help you and come and help you pack your orders so that then you can then spend more time with them or do the other things that you love to do. Like, it is about that work-life balance. And if there isn't a balance, then you're just on a roller coaster that goes down into burnout central. So yeah, asking for help is my biggest tip. And just not being afraid to admit that you're stressed or that you're overwhelmed or that you feel like you can't do something, you feel a bit incapable. Like, these are all feelings that I felt that led me to a really big breakdown. And I'm really open about it now because I was being too much of a hero and too proud to say that I couldn't handle it all. And it's a lot of pressure to not only to have a lot of expectation put on you by either an employer or the expectation you put on yourself when you are the boss and when you are the only person running the business and you're the only person that can do everything. It's really hard to admit defeat or that you are struggling. And if you don't vocalize that to the people around you, then you are going to feel so isolated and so lonely, and no one's going to know that that's the way you're feeling. And then they're going to be like wondering why you're triggered or emotional or angry or not coming to things, like not talking to people. There's so many signs to look out for. And I think a lot of my friends have like picked up on, like, if I've gone a bit quiet or I've gone a bit isolated, like, probably check in with that girl because she's probably really stressed out. She's probably really busy, and she's a girl that doesn't love to be too busy. So I think I've got some really good support around me now because I've been really open about these are probably the signs that might signify I'm not my 100% self. So if you notice them, like, please don't be afraid to say, hey, haven't heard from you. Like, how are you going? Are you okay? What's up? Are you busy? You know, kind of thing. So yeah, it's important to talk about these things with the people around you for sure. And most importantly is, how can you yourself switch out of that stressed work mode, coming home and, you know, thinking about the day and thinking, oh my God, there's still so much I've got to get done. Or, you know, oh, it's now the weekend and I've got, all I can think about is all the things I have to get done on Monday. And, you know, going to work anxious is the worst feeling in the world. And you don't want to be thinking that, you don't want to be dreading work, you know, on a Sunday afternoon because of the things you've got to do the next day. And so trying to, like, actually separate work and life is a hard thing, and a lot of people struggle to do it. But I guess it's about really coming back down to that present moment. Like, worrying about something before it's happened is putting yourself through the situation twice. And, you know, you don't know what's going to happen when you get to work until you get there and have to deal with it in that moment. So there's really no point stressing yourself out about it, you know, over the weekend when you could be doing all the things to fill your cup back up so that you've got a lot more energy to pour into work when you get there. So I think that's the most important thing, is finding a really nice routine that you can do before work, after work, on the weekends, so that you can really balance out your life and ensure that your energy is always focused on you and that you're feeling full and refreshed and reset, and that you've done the things that you enjoy, so that when you get to work and you have to deal with the hard things, have hard conversations, deal with the stressors, that you've got the capacity to do so. So obviously it's not a news flash here. Morning routines are very, very crucial in terms of balancing your workday and the way you start and set yourself up for the day and to pour into the people around you. And I've spoken about it, like, a lot of the time I like my morning routine to be where I talk to people and I get out and about and I do things, so that when I come home and work from the day, I'm working by myself. So it's like I need that bit of extrovert energy in the morning so that I come back home and I can spend the whole day with myself getting shit done. And I'm not feeling like, oh my God, I just really need to talk to someone and I need to get out of the house. So, you know, I like to go for a cold dip, or I go for a walk, I go get a coffee, all those sorts of things where I'm going to be socializing so that I feel like I've had that human connection for the day. Doing a cold dip as well, like, for me, that has been a huge game changer. And I try and do it at least 3 times a week. The people I do it with, we do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I seriously feel so shit on Tuesdays and Thursdays when we don't go for a dip, because it's just like, it hasn't started my day off right. And it's just, that's when you know that you're getting into a good routine, is when you notice the days you don't do something. And I've said this story so many times as well before, that when I worked for somebody else, I used to get up and I'd go for a walk every morning, and I'd go watch the sunrise at the beach, whatever. And my boss used to be able to tell if I'd done it or not. Like I would come into the office and I would either be like silent, bored, angry, not even like giving anyone anything, just like don't want to be here energy. Or I'd come in and I'd be like, good morning everyone. Like I'd have my protein shake. I'd be singing. I'd be like probably more, you know, vivacious in what I was wearing and the way I was dolled up for the day. And my boss used to be like, you've gone to the beach today. Like I can tell, or I can tell you haven't gone to the beach today. And it was just like, that's how much your energy can impact those people around you, that they can tell if you have done something for yourself or not. Like it was, he knew me very well to be able to sense that. So that was just a huge wake up call for me to know that, my routine before work was so important for how I showed up to work. And even if I hadn't gone to the beach that morning, and then I probably would have a really hard day, things would probably be a lot harder to process. I probably wouldn't get as much done. I just didn't have the capacity. And, you know, he would often say to me, I think you should go to the beach tonight, just like wash off the day, just like not necessarily go for a swim, but just go for a walk, breathe in the fresh sea air, you know. And again, it would always make me feel good. So it's really nice to have people around you as well that can sort of remind you to do the things that you love as well, and that they know that you're going to feel good from doing it, and you will feel good from doing it. So again, the morning routine is so important, and it's about prioritizing the time you can to do it before work, whether that means you have to start getting up early. And even if it's like just like one thing that you do, like you might wake up 5 minutes earlier just so that you can do a meditation, or just so that you can, you know, actually have a nice breakfast and you're not eating on the go or getting like a coffee and Macca's on the way to work every morning. Like, you know, doing something that you just can help start your day off a bit more slow, but a bit more organized, having your clothes out the night before, you know, getting yourself super organized will help you enjoy every other moment of the day, so that you're not just like, oh, work, blah. And then, of course, that after work is the big part of switching off. How can we come home, not bring work home, and how can we focus on doing other things, especially if we've had a big or hard day or we've got a lot on. And one thing I think about all the time is teachers. Like, they have so much expectation on them to bring work home, to, you know, plan lessons, to mark things. It's just like, whoa, it's fucked up how much is expected of them. And unless you're not, if you're not a teacher, then you shouldn't have that pressure to, like, I'm sorry if you are a teacher and that is your life, that really sucks. But I don't really know how to help you there, because I didn't choose that pathway in life for a reason. But for someone who doesn't have to necessarily bring work home, but we mentally do, some ways of like processing and switching off I have found for myself is getting home and doing some form of movement. Now, whether that's going for just a little walk around the block, doing a little workout at home, you might actually prefer to go to the gym at night. You might want to go like swim some laps. You might just need to, you know, catch up with a friend, go out for dinner, just do something that helps you sort of distract yourself from the day. Even like just coming home, cooking a really nice meal, having a bath, having a nice shower, washing your hair, whatever you're doing, like having that moment where you can switch off and not be like necessarily distracting yourself, but you're more so like cleansing yourself. And I, even in the shower, I think is a really, really powerful moment, whether it's at any time of the day, to really not think about things, because a lot of us can think a lot in the shower, but using it as a moment to really ground yourself and become present. So for example, a tool I like to use in the morning is saying my affirmations into the shower. Like, today is going to be a really good day. A really exciting opportunity is going to come in today. Like, I am really confident. I'm really smart. I'm going to be able to handle anything that comes my way. You know, whatever is ahead of me, I'll try and like say those positive affirmations in the shower and just get myself really hyped up and excited for the day. And then in the afternoon or after work, it's really important to like have that cleansing ceremony, I guess, but you're washing off the day, washing off the negative energies and, you know, becoming really present in the moment. Try not to really think about anything else, unless if you want to think of something, come to a place of gratitude. But other than that, you know, don't be thinking, oh, I should have done this, I should have said that. The day's done, the moment's passed, you only have the now. So, you know, I love to just, even if I had a really, really shit day and you're having a shower and you just want to sit on the floor and cry, one thing that always pulls me back to the present moment is being like, wait a second, how lucky am I that I actually have fresh, clean water coming out of this tap for half an hour, hot, and it is like it's like the best thing in the world. Like, we are so lucky to have that. And just taking the moment to be like, wow, I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful that I can have a hot fucking shower right now, because it is the only thing that's making me feel good. And just being grateful for that, and then spiral off into more gratitude and try and really flip your mindset. It's important to feel the feels. It's important to cry, absolutely. And if you're feeling stressed, it's really good to let it out. But then again, just come back to the things that you can be grateful for in that exact moment. Because in that moment, all that is important is how you feel and what's in front of you and nothing else. So always come into that place of gratitude, presence, awareness, whenever you need to sort of get out of your head and switch out. Again, little activities at nighttime, whether it's reading a book, I know lots of people love to watch Netflix, whatever it is you need to do, get into a comfy spot where you can just be really present in one activity. And maybe you need to do some journaling about the day, light some incense, clean your house, whatever it is. Just, it's so important that you don't just like come home and just continue to spiral, or, you know, stay up late on your laptop. Maybe you need to implement a rule that you don't bring your laptop into the bedroom, or that you charge your phone outside of your room. You know, I think everyone personally knows the things that are their easiest distractions to pick back up on work. Like, I definitely do not ever really bring my laptop into my room unless I have a really urgent thing to do. And for me, like I said earlier, like I used to check my emails like crazy, and it is a serious addiction and it's a habit that I check my emails first thing. And it just fills me with anxiety because I guess I don't know what's going to be there. And I have my email notifications turned off. I actually have all notifications turned off most of the time, because then that's not making me just jump straight into work. And I once heard this quote, and it was, work should never be the first thing, the worst thing, or the last thing that you do. And I was like, wow, that is truth. Like, you shouldn't really wake up and the first thing you be on your mind is work, and you shouldn't, you know, go to bed with the last thing you've done is work. And obviously, if the worst thing in your life is your job, then something needs to change majorly. So maybe that might be a wake-up call for somebody. But most importantly, switching off those notifications. Maybe you need to, maybe if you have a work phone, it needs to go away when you get home from work. Turning off your emails. Maybe you need to like lock yourself out of certain apps on your phone. Yeah. Putting your work in one space and separating it from the rest of your life. And if you're like me and you work for yourself or you work from home, it can be really hard to switch off from work and get in and out of work mode. And like, not just like switching off, switching on into work is also like something that I can struggle with too when I work from, you know, my dining table. And it's like, well, I'm eating breakfast. Should I just start work now? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to choose the work hours you want. And then of course, like, is the easy distraction of like, should I go put a load of washing on, or should I just go sit outside for a bit, or should I just pick up my book, or should I just put on a show, or maybe I'll just go down the street and get a coffee. Like, there's so many different things that can easily distract you and get, you know, or it's a nice day, maybe I'll just go for a walk. Like, it's so easy to not be disciplined and get into work mode. But here's where I'm like, you can set your own work times and your own boundaries, and that's the best part about running your own business and working from home and working for yourself. Enjoy those flexibilities 100%, but create some routine, create some structure, and at least have some expectation of yourself of like, okay, once I get this task done, then I can go put a load of washing on. Or, you know, something that I like to do is leave the house for the day before I've come home to actually start work. So, for example, whether that has like I've gone out to do my morning routine or whatever, but I often will like to go and get a coffee and then come back home, and then it's like I've driven to work for the day. And then when I get home again, it's work mode switched on. And even like I set my work week up into like certain sort of themes for each day of the week, so that I sort of have a little bit of a structure of, okay, you know, on a Monday, you know, it's okay to sort of like start the day slow, sort of just check in with everything that needs to be done, set some goals for the week, just do the really like most important pressing matters. But most of the time I like to keep a Monday a pretty free day unless I have a meeting with a client. And like that's just what I like to do, so that I feel like I've eased my way into the week and I've set up everything else. I've cleaned the house, I've done my groceries, I've set my goals, I know what meetings I've got for the week, all that sort of stuff, so that the day can just flow and I can do whatever I feel like doing. And then I love to say like Tuesdays are my touch base Tuesday, and that means if I just do one thing for the day, I'm really saying I like doing fuck all, but this is just in hindsight, like I'm not, this isn't literal, this is just like a way of structuring my week, because I'm not good at structure and organization. But like touch base Tuesday, it means I just have to reach out to my current clients or clients in the pipeline and be like, just checking in, blah, 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 blah. This is what's going on, you know, and so on. So having a little bit of a theme for each day of the week, so that you have maybe something to look forward to, or something that you like just a task that you know you have to get done that day, just to feel that bit of productivity if you struggle to get into work mode like I do sometimes. And then of course there's the rest of it. So it's just balancing the juggle of, okay, well, now I've had a really busy week and I've got to work till 6, 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night. And then, you know, am I going to have time to have a nice dinner or go for a walk? Like sometimes life just lifes and you actually don't have the freedom and flexibility to put all those things in place. And that's where it's just important to have grace with yourself. Like, you know, it's okay to miss a night at the gym if you've had a really busy long day and you're just going to get there and you're just not going to have any energy or capacity to do a workout. Like maybe that's the night that you just run yourself a bath and you read your book. Like you don't have to do the extreme thing to make yourself feel good. It's about really tuning in and listening to your body and figuring out what you need in that moment and being able to just like have a really firm boundary with yourself and with the people around you as well. Like I think there's so much pressure on us to like say yes to things and to do things for people and like balance everything out, but it's okay to have the boundary and to set them with your clients on what days and times you respond to your emails or how you want people to inquire or the days you pack and send your orders. Like we put so much pressure on ourselves to be at every beck and call of our clients and our customers and our boss and everyone around us. And it's like, dolls, you don't need to. Nothing is that urgent, is what I've really come to learn. I'm not working in emergency. And if you aren't either, then you have to realize that nothing is ever that fucking urgent. And this other quote I once heard was, someone's urgency is not your emergency. And you just have to realize that that person's probably just emailing you or calling you or messaging you in the moment that they've just remembered or just thought of something. And they're just like, oh, I know, I'm going to talk to this person right now. And just because they've thought of it just then doesn't mean you need to solve that problem in that moment either. And something I learned really early on in my first job as well was like, if people come to you and they ask you a question and you don't know the answer to it, you don't know how to deal with it, you don't have the capacity to come back to something with a full answer, just say, no worries, I hear you, thanks for getting in touch, I will get back to you when I've got an answer for you. And just like touch base, that point of communication, but you don't have to be, you know, able to answer someone's question in that exact moment. Again, that just comes back to a boundary. And yeah, I think that there's so many different parts to this I could go in and go overboard on, but it takes time. It really does. It does get to a point where you're just like, you know what? I can just close my eyes at night and I'm not even thinking about work when I used to dream about it every single night. It just takes time, and it's about that whole balance and try not to feel guilty for the moments you feel you're not at work and the days you switch off, and just really do the things that feel right for you. It doesn't matter what anyone else does. Doesn't matter what anyone else says. And as long as you do what you need to do and you're not, you know, doing the wrong thing by anybody, like, you've got to stay true to your core values as well and to the agreement and the contracts you sign. But other than that, life is yours. The world is your oyster. You should have the freedom you want, especially if you are your own boss and you want to be able to create work and life on your own terms, then stop putting a fucked up amount of pressure on yourself to do everything, do it all when you don't need to, and it's not that serious. It's not that deep. It's really not that deep. Okay? Make life fun, make work fun, and if it's not fun, then get the fuck out of there and do something else. Life's too short to waste any time in a job that isn't fulfilling you, that doesn't make you happy, that's not bringing you the money you want, and is making your life a hell, a living hell. Get the fuck out and do something. Live, get out in the real world. Okay? That's free. It's free to live in.